Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the Children's Catechism in the section underneath the Covenant of Grace. And we've just been looking at Christ's life and death, what he has accomplished. And now we start to move to how what he accomplished is applied to the life of believers, his elect people. So this question kind of looks backwards to what we've looked at before and then looks forward to a couple of questions which we'll look at in the next couple of weeks. But the question today is, what does God the Father guarantee in the covenant of grace? What does God the Father guarantee in the covenant of grace? And he guarantees to justify and sanctify all those whom Christ died. To justify and sanctify all those whom Christ died. And we'll be looking at those questions. What does it mean when we say the word justify? What does it mean to the word when we say sanctify? But this really looks at the covenant of grace. When we look back at the covenant of grace, who did Christ die for underneath the covenant of grace? And the covenant of grace is for his elect people. So now God the Father guarantees to do this certain thing, to justify and to sanctify those whom Christ died underneath the covenant of grace. So what's this big word? When we look at covenant, can you remember what a covenant is? A covenant is a relationship that God establishes with us and guarantees by his word. He establishes with us and guarantees by his word. So what does the covenant, what does he promise in the covenant of grace? What does he guarantee in the covenant of grace to justify and to sanctify all those whom Christ died? But this big word guarantee is the big important part of this question. That God guarantees that he will justify and sanctify all those whom Christ died. So this word guarantee is used a lot when we look at products or things like this, when we buy things. Maybe not the things that you buy, but maybe grown-ups buy. And there's this thing that they might say, 100% guaranteed. And what this means is that if you don't like it, then you can come back and you can get your money back. But what this actually should mean is that you will like it. We guarantee you will like it. And when we're talking about you and I making a guarantee, we might make promises, but we might not necessarily do what we promise to say. We might say we promise we'll clean our room, but we don't clean our room. But when God promises to do something, he will do it. God can never lie. So when he promises, when he guarantees it, it's not like our guarantee that it's, you know, we might do it or we might not. But when God guarantees it, it will happen. God guarantees, underneath the covenant of grace, that he will justify and sanctify all those whom Christ died. And that, again, what makes it a covenant of grace. That you and I don't earn it, don't deserve it, but God guarantees it. God does it for us. Jesus come down and he lived the life that we should have lived, and he died the death that we should have died. That he does that for us. And that's what makes it a covenant of grace. And he guarantees that he will justify those and sanctify those whom Christ died. What good news for that. That God has promised he would do it. God has promised. He has guaranteed by his word. He will justify and he will sanctify all those whom Christ died.